Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm your host, Troy Stegner, and I have someone on the line here that, if you haven't heard of him, you're not a wrestling fan. He has been in wrestling for over four decades, has over 40 championships to include the tag team title. He has been inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame and the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. I have Mr. Greg the Hammer Valentine on the line. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you.
When and what was it that got you to say, you know what, I want to pursue a career in professional wrestling?
Well, I have a very famous father that was, as far as I'm concerned, the best wrestler ever. His name was Johnny Valentine. And you can Google him, look him up, and most people have heard of him. And he was awesome. He was just a terrific wrestler. I never grew up with my dad. I grew up in Seattle, but he was a Texas heavyweight champion. He flew me down when I was like 18 years old in summer of 69 and took me on the road, and I fell in love with fell in love with the sport. He made it look real like nobody else could. And I begged him to get in. And it took a while, and he finally opened some doors for me.
You hail from a rich history of wrestling in your family, but you also trained under another very famous family of wrestling, under Stu Hart. Can you tell us how that went?
Well, he was a good friend of my father's, and that's where he sent me. And where was I, Sue Cole? I guess he said, well, this will either make or break him. But it was 40 below zero when he sent me up there. And I remember Stu Hart picked me up in this long Fleetwood limo back then. But nobody was driving. He was driving a limo himself, but he was walking barefoot in snow. He reminded me of Herman Munster. I'd have to say that, because this guy was fearless and nobody could hurt this guy. And he had all black on, had this big square head, and he had no shoes on. So, you know, I said to myself, my dad sent me here for failure.
And after Stu, you moved over and started training under the Sheik, Edward Farhat.
Friend of my father's. That happened because I called and begged my dad, please, I've been there about 8 months. I says, please, can you get me out of here? God, I mean, 6 months in Calgary? Oh, so, you know, anybody listening, but all right, guy, I don't know. They know, Calgary's a nice town, and they're in a nice time, but the weather sucks. And I like warm weather, so. I went to Detroit, so that was a little better. And this is not the Iron Sheik. This is the original Sheik, Eddie Farhat. He had a big farm out north of Detroit in Lake Wald. And that was a much better experience for me.
You became known for being a leg breaker. Can you tell me how that started?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you where that started. Really, it was in 1979, Vince McMahon Sr., they brought me up to New York, and they were going to give me a good push, and they wanted me to use a hold because they didn't have a hold to beat people. So they taught me how to put the figure four leg lock on them, and then I just went with the town and breaking legs every time I was on television. So that was the start, 1979.
Yeah, I remember wrestling in the backyard and trying to, that figure four leg lock is not an easy hold to get on somebody. So more.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. But, you know, I had thick legs, but they were long enough that I could put them on most everybody. And I put them on Wahoo McDaniel. I love to break Indian legs. Tito Santana, Chief J. Strongbow. And a lot of legs went down. Famous legs.
Yeah, I remember. Has anybody brought the shin guard for you to sign? Because that was one of your signature pieces of.
Well, the shin guard, the original shin guard, I sold it for a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And but I, someone kept saying I should bring them around. I don't see any good ones, you know, so I don't, you know, and autograph them. I don't see any good ones, but anybody out there wants to bring me one, I will gladly sign it for them.
So, I mean, and you have wrestled with, I'm just looking at the names, it's like murderer's row of big name wrestlers. I mean, you've had awesome managers, Jimmy Hart, Lou Albano, tag team partners with Ric Flair and Brutus the Barber Beefcake. And which you'll see Brutus in El Paso, we're bringing him in also. So did you prefer to wrestle individually or with tag team?
Well, you know, it depended on my partner. Brutus was a good partner because I was the more experienced, so he would listen to me. He'd let me lead, right? You have to have a captain of the team. Me and Ric Flair, we had a good tag team, but he was off doing his own thing. And I say, hey, Ric, when are you going to tag me in? This is a tag team. He'd get in there. He'd stay in there 90 minutes. I mean, he was in great shape. He'd forget I was there. But, you know, as long as I stayed on him, and, you know, he knew what he was doing. Trying to steal all the thunder like he still does today.
How much training goes into a match, and how much of that is choreographed, and how much of it is ad-libbed in the ring?
Well, you know, especially back in the Mid-Atlantic when I was just starting, and in Florida and all those places, we didn't plan out our matches. It was like you said, it was ad-lib, and it was a lot of wrestling, and it was a lot of, I hate to say choreographed, because that sounds like some ballet dancer shit. You know, yeah, no choreographed, I'm just going to say.
Back in the territorial
days. We called it in the ring.
That's pretty amazing, because I know nowadays with the WWE, it's everything's pretty much planned out, so.
Oh, I can't even watch that crap on TV.
So how did you guys decide who was going to actually win the match, or was it just the best wrestler won?
Well, a lot of times the promoter would come up to us and say, what do you guys want to do? You know, we had a circle of guys that drew money, and we liked to keep everybody. So if they wanted to beat us and then we had the belts, no problem, because we still got the belts. Or if we didn't have the belts and they wanted to beat us, we'd always have a way, you know, like I would always have 1,000 ways where I could get beat, but it wouldn't hurt me.
So who was the best wrestler to work with, technical-wise, to keep you from getting hurt?
Well, I really enjoyed working with Tito Santana. I enjoyed working with me and Brutus against the British Bulldogs. I enjoyed a lot of matches I had with Ricky Steamboat. God, there's just so many of Ronnie Garvin, Rugged Ronnie Garvin. Just real, real good matches. Real good guys to work with. I didn't have a problem working with anybody, really, except the Ultimate Warrior. And God bless him, he's dead now, but he was the worst.
The worst as in how?
Oh, he had all these muscles. He'd taken steroids. He never wanted to learn how to really wrestle. he didn't want to take care of, he didn't want to take care of his opponents. He just wanted to mow everybody down. I couldn't, you know, I could handle him, but I hated working with him.
Your character, Greg the Hammer Valentine, has appeared in quite a few wrestling video games, and I was just wondering if you ever played any of those video games as yourself.
No, I'm not into that, but I like the money they send me for that. But yeah, they started doing that with me 10 years ago, you know, I let them, of course, I let them do that. That's a great thing.
You're not a big video game player?
Hell no.
So I have one last question for you. It may take a little bit of thought on your part, so I'm just going to go ahead and ask it.
I don't.
The question is, cake or pie?
Cake or pie?
Yes, sir.
I hate cake, so I'll take pie.
Pie. Yeah, you're in the majority. Most people pick pie.
Pecan pie.
Oh, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, because I'm a Southern boy at heart, even though I'm from Seattle.
Well, I wanted to thank you for taking the time to answer all of our silly questions today, and wanted to let you know we are looking forward to seeing you at El Paso Comic Con here in April.
I've had that on the calendar for a while, so.
That's great.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.